I'd like to take a moment and welcome you to the meditation called Reconditioning the Body to a New Mind. Now, I want to take a few minutes and explain a few concepts and ideas so that you can assign more meaning to what you're doing to get better results in your meditation. Most of us have been hypnotized and conditioned into believing that we need a reason for joy or a reason for gratitude. You know, when something outside of us changes how we feel inside of us, we feel differently inside of us and we pay attention to whoever or whatever caused that. That's cause and effect. That's the Newtonian model of reality. The quantum model of reality is about causing an effect. That means that you have to give thanks ahead of the actual experience, and you have to feel the joy and the celebration of the event before it's actually occurred. So it means then that in order for you to have wealth in your life, you have to feel abundance before it occurs. In order for you to have success in your life, you have to feel empowered before it's manifested. In order for you to have a healing in your life, you would have to feel whole before the healing occurs. In order for you to have a mystical experience, you would have to feel awe and mystified before the experience occurs. Now, why is that? It's because your body is your unconscious mind. It does not know the difference between an experience in your life that creates an emotion and an emotion that you can create by thought alone. To the body, it's exactly the same. This is what we call an emotional rehearsal. Now, we know that mental rehearsal changes the brain and body, but mental rehearsal works even better in changing the body when there's an emotional quotient or an emotional value assigned to that rehearsal. So here's an example. If you have the intention of creating health for yourself, then our research shows in all of the testimonials of all the people that have had spontaneous remissions and healings from diseases, they've reached a level of wholeness and self-satisfaction that they no longer cared if they had the disease, and that's the moment that they healed. In other words, they were not waiting for the healing to occur to feel wholeness and celebration. They were feeling so whole that they reached a point where they no longer needed anything, and that's the moment it occurred. So this emotional rehearsal, when we begin to add emotional quotients behind what you're doing, you'll amplify and speed up the creations in a more magnificent way. So, I'm going to ask you to teach your body emotionally what it feels like to have courage, to be abundant, to have wholeness, to be mystified. I'm going to ask you to bring up the emotion ahead of the actual experience because your body as the unconscious mind will begin to believe it's in that future in the present moment, and your body will begin to change because the emotion that's created from an experience is information from the environment that begins to signal new genes in new ways. In a sense, you will begin to signal new genes ahead of the actual experience. And the more you practice your emotional rehearsal, the better you'll be able to cultivate that state on command. So if thoughts are the language of the brain and feelings are the language of the body, the more you're able to cultivate these elevated emotions, the more your body is beginning to change its chemical state, and it's also changing its neurotransmitters, its neurohormones, its hormones by itself, and even its genetic expression. Using this meditation, we have had people in workshops around the world heal themselves from chronic conditions because their body was no longer living in the past and being defined by those familiar emotions. It was beginning to live in the future, in the present moment, and that's when new genes were signaled in new ways, and the body responded to a new mind. So when you begin to experience the emotion ahead of the actual event, then you're no longer living by cause and effect, the Newtonian model of reality. You're living by the quantum model of reality, which is causing an effect. So if the emotion is the end product of the experience, then if we give thanks for the experience with the emotion, we begin to change the brain and body to look like it has already occurred. And that's when you can relax and allow the experience to find you. So it's a popular meditation. People really enjoy it. Try it out, and it's not an intellectual process. It's a heartfelt feeling process, and allow yourself to embrace these emotions and allow your body to be lifted to a new mind. I hope you enjoy it.